Chances are you've made a decision recently that affected your credit score. You may not have realized it, but even things like making your car payment or charging a latte on your credit card will move your score up or down. To put it in perspective, your credit score is simply a snapshot in time of everything you have going on financially in your life that is reported to the credit bureaus. All of your major transactions, car payments, house payments, credit cards, student loans, and installment notes, like from the big box retailer where you bought that TV, all of these are reported on your credit bureau and have some effect on your score. If bringing your score up is important to you, simply make all of your payments on time or early. 35% of your score is made up of payment history or how regularly your payments are made on time. If you are a chronic late payer, chances are your score may be lower than it could be. 30% of your score is made up of your total outstanding debt. What the credit reporting agencies are looking at is your balance to limit ratios. As an example, if you have a credit card with a limit of $1,000 and you have $800 charged against it, then you are using 80% of your limit and your score will go down as a result. The three thresholds where scores change are 30%, 50%, and 80%. It's a good rule of thumb to keep the ratio below that 30% mark if possible. The other 35% of your score is comprised of how recently you open new credit, the mix of credit accounts you have open, and the overall length of your credit history. Also, to keep a high score, pay close attention to anything that may be reported as being in collections, as that can have a dramatic effect on your score as well. If you have questions about your credit score or what is showing up on your credit bureau, feel free to ask one of the lending professionals at the credit union. It's our goal to make sure you understand your finances completely. This Minute on Your Money has been brought to you by your credit union and the Iowa Credit Union Foundation.